However, this will be very difficult given how poorly members of key populations are treated at the clinics or at the facilities. People face humiliation and abuse, and some people are even denied services. Members of key populations must be treated with compassion and welcomed in our facilities to make them getting lenacapavir possible. However, following the PEPFAR cuts to funding, progress on the development of centers of excellence for people who use drugs, sex workers, and queer and trans people have also come to a halt. This is especially critical as more people who have been forced back into the public health system following the closure of some drop-in centers and mobile services. Centers of excellence are public health facilities that are identified as places where members of key populations can go to access competent, quality, non-discriminatory, non-judgmental health services by healthcare providers, specialized training on the health needs of these populations. However, without additional funding to not only provide the expertise and specialized clinical services required, but also to instill culture change and improve attitudes towards members of key population, as well as the provision of key additional services such as opioid substitution therapy and hormonal care, this intervention will fail. The National Department of Health has a critical role to play in ensuring that members of key populations receive appropriate, compassionate, and non-judgmental care.